Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. At least 100 cattle have died on an export ship travelling to Indonesia. The Department of Agriculture inspected the livestock prior to departure and says all requirements were met. An investigation's been launched to determine the cause of death. Crown has been deemed suitable to keep its Victorian licence following a rocky period with scandals and hefty fines. A royal commission managed to find serious wrongdoing, but Crown implemented reforms under strict monitoring. The Victorian Gambling Commission's Fran Thorne says it's satisfied the Melbourne casino can continue to operate.
The commission considers the issues identified by the Royal Commission have been comprehensively addressed. Today, the commission is satisfied that the systemic failings of Crown Melbourne are a thing of the past.
The government is scrambling to tighten its grip on deportations. New laws are being rushed through Parliament today, giving them more clout to kick people out. This comes after a High Court win for refugees last year and a current case where someone's refusing to cooperate with deportation. The clock is ticking for Julian Assange as the UK High Court delivers its verdict on extradition to the US. The controversial case hinges on whether the Aussie-born WikiLeaks founder can appeal the decision. If extradited, he faces trial for leaking classified military documents. And a weather system that's drenched northern Australia is expected to move south. It'll bring significant rainfall to parts of New South Wales, South Australia and Queensland over the Easter long weekend. It'll be a busy night tonight at the AFL Tribunal. Essendon's Peter Wright is up for a rough bump on Sydney's Harry Cunningham, which left him concussed. St Kilda will also challenge a one-match ban for forward Max King. Collingwood coach Craig McRae is backing veterans like Steel Sidebottom, Jeremy Howe, Darcy Moore and Jack Crisp to rediscover their form. The Magpies are winless so far this season. And a blow for Geelong as Patrick Dangerfield goes down. The Cats captain is out for a fortnight with a hamstring injury.